they needed to be cooped in when they were first taken off from the nest, the little bitties, to where that they'd stay close to the mother where they could be kept warm. Then later we'd turn the old hen out in daytime, prop up one corner of the coop where the little bitties could go out. Mm-hmm. And at night she would go back to this coop and get in and cluck to the little bitties, and they'd come in the coop, and mm-hmm. we'd go around about dark and take the block off from under and let the coop down so nothing could get in that to her till the next morning. Mm-hmm.
What would you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting hen.
Okay. And, you know, when you eat chicken, the bone that goes like this?
That's the pulley bone.
Uh-huh. Any stories about that?
Yes. Always the one that got the pulley bone, when the meat was all gone off of it, they looked for somebody else to pull the pulley bone with them. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by pulling the pulley bone, one would get a hold to one side, another would get a hold to the other side, and as general rule, it'd reach under the table mm-hmm. where they could, neither one could see it. And the one that got the big side, it never would break exactly the same, because the two sides, one would break off. Mm-hmm. The one that got the big part of the pulley bone could make the wish that was supposed to come true.
Talking about chickens again, if you wanted to make a hen start laying, what would you put in her nest to fool her?
We'd put a nest egg. Mm-hmm. Some people used a glass egg at that time you could buy mm-hmm. and put in there. It was a smoke glass. Mm-hmm. And that fooled them pretty good. We used to have, once in a while, a white doorknob. Mm-hmm. You could put that in the nest sometime and fool the hen.
What about, say, if you had a real good set of dishes, they'd probably be made out of?
Crockery.
Okay, or nowadays?
China.
Uh-huh. What about an egg made out of that?
There was a such thing. Uh-huh. But they were real heavy, because it would have had to been, well, most of them would have been made solid.
Uh-huh. What would they call that? Just a
crockery egg.
Okay, well, what if it's made out of china?
Well, it would probably have been crockery at that time.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see one?
I don't remember. Well, that's probably hell, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about a place where you could store grain?
We call it corn crib, mm-hmm. or crib.
Did you ever hear of a granary or a granary? Or did they
granary? Have... We didn't have granaries here. That was more or less, I think, in the bigger grain producing areas where they had the granaries.
Such
but
as
we granary? View it as a crib.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you hear of a granary?
Probably when I was going to school.
Uh-huh. You know when you cut the hay off a piece of land and then you rake it, let it dry, and you rake it up in little piles out in the field? Did you ever hear a name for those little
That's
piles?
A hay shock.
Uh-huh. What about when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year?
They call it a second cutting.
Uh-huh. What about the old dead dry grass that's on the ground in the spring?
Well,
any name for that?
We always knew it as dead grass. Mm-hmm. Or weeds. And